But first, the talk of the town this morning, the talk of the world, is the Harry and Meghan interview with Oprah on CBS last night.
Absolutely.
And we only know two guys that are experts in the royal family because they hosted a royal wedding TV show for the NFL Network a couple of years ago that didn't do very well, but they are well-versed in all things royal family. So let's welcome into the bunker the Skinlonen brothers, NFL veterans.
Hey, guys.
We can use this mic here if you want to.
And Rick Skinlonen. Nick is the much larger, older brother, was a deep snapper and a 14-year NFL veteran. Hi, Nick.
Thank you for knowing that. Good morning.
And Rick is the smaller, younger brother, a 15-year NFL veteran as a backup punter and holder. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Greg.
And you guys are both really into the royal family, so much so that Roger Goodell asked you to do a royal wedding show a couple of years ago.
We did, and it was the first program in NFL Network history to get a 0.0 rating.
But it gave us room to improve.
Right. And so tonight, if you stay up late on the NFL Network, 1 o'clock Central Time, it's the Skinlonen's breakdown of the Oprah and Harry and Meghan interview with Steve Mariucci, Michael Irvin, and former Bronco, Charger, and Bear receiver Eddie Royal.
Royal on Royal.
They never give you guys a good time slot, do they? And
that's part of the problem.
And and actually, we're starting at 1:19 a.m. It's a little bit of an odd time. So I think that's like around 8 a.m. London time, which is where Harry and Meghan don't live.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's right, and I support them in that.
So what did you guys think of the interview with Oprah?
Well, I thought Oprah looked fabulous.
And I thought Meghan looked fabulous.
Don't talk about her in glowing terms. They've turned their back on the crown.
Don't you say that, Nick.
Well, Nick, you're a big defender of the crown.
Well, yes, we have British heritage in our... and our ancestry. That's where we're from.
I thought you guys were Scandinavian.
Skinlonen.
Oh, you're British?
Sir Richard Skinlonen came over on the Mayflower.
That's right.
Really?
And yes. And so I still am loyal to the crown. Obviously, my brother is not.
No, not after the way they treated Meghan.
Listen, as Eddie Royal will tell you tonight, what happens in the royal family stays in the royal family.
They didn't protect Meghan from feeling unsafe.
Well, listen, we don't have to air that to a worldwide audience.
We
keep that in the family.
Yes, we do. No, see, you know what? I'm tired of you defending that elite royal crown.
God save the queen.
That is don't you say that. I will beat your ass.
Well, come on.
Settle down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Both of you settle down.
Do you see how royalty tears a family apart?
That's terrible.
That's what we saw in the interview, too.
It's happening to the Skinlonens as well as the royal family.
What you have said and what that couple said last night is blasphemy. That's what it is.
No.
Balderdash.
I'm really worried. I'm really worried. See, that's his British history coming back to him right there, his heritage. I'm really worried that this rift between us is going to break up our new business.
What's your new business? The Skinlonen brother business?
Yeah, we started a new royal family watching consulting business.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's going to work.
We
coach individuals and Fortune 500 companies on how to watch the royal family.
So, I don't think there's a big market for that.
Well, I know. We're finding that out slowly.
We're being surprised.
So far, we only have a few clients, a woman from Grapevine and the Halloween store.
Why do they care?
I don't know.
I don't know what we're glad they do.
Thank goodness.
But hopefully there'll be a big boom after last night's interview and tonight's replay.
Yeah, we're going to break it down. The coaches channel on national championship night.
Right.
That's what this is going to be like.
Okay, good.
We can stop it and say, wait, what did she just say?
Wait, what was this other fight the crown did to Meghan and Harry?
What?
That's what we say.
What?
And I think that last night's interview was the biggest worldwide event since the asteroid knocked out power to the dinosaurs. I think it's that big.
I don't know that they're power knocked out.
Or maybe this is the fight of the century or something like that.
Yeah, we just talked about that, too.
Oh, did you? Yeah, that was wild.
And Nick, we've got to find a way to get along.
It was wild.
We can't have this tear a new business apart like so many of our other businesses
failed. You know what?
Failed.
You drive me so crazy, I really don't care anymore.
Remember we had the Nick and Rick's Wicks and Sticks store?
Yeah, your candle store.
The candle store in the mall.
That failed.
Then we had China Shop.
Yeah.
Which is an extremely small footprint of a store.
Right.
And Nick, due to that normal size, destroyed most of the inventory within the first week just by moving around.
Maybe not make the aisle so narrow.
Yeah. You needed more square footage.
Yeah, more square footage.
That's what I said.
We skimped on that, and it came back to bite us.
Well, good luck with this show tonight. I'll be watching. Yeah. I support all your shows.
1:19 a.m., the NFL Network.
Okay.
If you don't go for Nick and Rick Scanlonen, then go for Michael Irvin and the Royal guy.
Steve Mariucci. Eddie Royal, yeah.
Yeah, that should be good. Well, at least you're bringing in some star power to help.
Yeah. All right,
guys.
Good to see you.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There they go.
See y'all later.
The Scanlonen brothers. Nick and Rick.
Out the door.
Tune in tonight. That'll be fun.
They have to go out separately. I guess they're in an argument.
It takes a while.